Sokala Duma Radio.
Hey, well, hello and welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu and this is the big interview. I'm very excited for this one. So what happened was that we had an opportunity to speak to former Mamelodi Sundowns left back, Fares Hatchu, was on loan at the time that we spoke to him at Chippa United. And he was due to go back to Mamelodi Sundowns because he still had a year left in his contract. We spoke to him, and a few days later, we spoke to him again, all to find out that he's no longer a Mamelodi Sundowns player. His contract had been cancelled. So here's the conversation and enjoy it. It's two parts. The first part is us speaking with the idea that he's still a Mamelodi Sundowns player, still wanting to play for Mamelodi Sundowns. The second part is the part where he's no longer now a Mamelodi Sundowns player 2 days later, with his contract being mutually terminated and him searching for a club. So enjoy this conversation.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Can you just briefly explain to us what is the situation between you and Mamelodi Sundowns at the moment?
At the moment, I'm Sundowns player. And it's just this. I'm a Sundowns player, and I have 1 year in my last year with Sundowns. And I'm in this moment, I'm a Sundowns player, only this.
All right. And the fact that you have 1 year left on your current contract with Sundowns, does that then mean that you have had a conversation with them? What is the direction going forward? Are you going back to them or are you going to be staying at Chippa United?
My contract loan, I can calculate it, finish tomorrow, the 3rd June, and I'm gonna come back to Sundowns tomorrow because my contract with Chippa finish tomorrow. And I start to talk with Sundowns for my future. And probably soon, I can talk for my future with Sundowns soon. For the last year, what happened Sundowns for me? If I gonna play. The team trust me, the coach trust me, you know. And my future now, I'm not down there, but I waiting for the future meeting for my future.
Yes, I understand that. Now, how did it make you feel to be dropped and to be loaned out to Chippa United by Mamelodi Sundowns?
I was like the coach says, Sundowns sacrificed me for this loan because I don't wanted to leave to Sundowns, and I respect Chippa, but I don't wanted to leave. But I left to Chippa, and for this loan, I'm not happy because. I make a good start with Coach Molloy, and after this, Chippa changed the coach, and with Coach Eric, it was more difficult for me. I think so. Communication. I don't know why, but after this, I didn't play with Coach Eric. But it's football, but I'm not happy for this because I can't play because I was loaned, and I could not put my really football, you know.
Yeah, I understand that. Now, the reality is that you were loaned out because Sundowns perhaps had too many foreigners, and they needed to relieve a space for another foreigner. That was one of them was Jeremy Brockie. Now Sundowns have signed more foreigners, foreign nationals. Does that mean to you that you may not be able to play for them again if they have too many foreigners again?
I know, but this answer, and if you want this answer, you must ask Sundowns, because me, I don't know, you know. I don't know which players came. I don't know, you know. But me, for my future, soon I'm going to talk with Sundowns, but I don't know for what, for my future, because me, I want to stay in Sundowns for play for Sundowns, you know. I came to South Africa for play for Sundowns. But if we don't find a solution, let's see and what Sundowns propose.
Has your agent spoken to you about your other options? Because I can tell you now that Mamelodi Sundowns have signed, as you say, you don't know who they signed. They've signed around two more foreigners, and in having you being an added foreigner, they will have to let go of some of them. Has your agent spoken to you about possibly where you can go next?
I didn't know. I don't know. You have different plans. If I leave to Sundowns, I don't know if I can stay in South Africa, because my agent don't have contact with PSL team, you know, with South Africa team. No, because my first plan is to stay in Sundowns and play for Sundowns. But after this, If Sundowns they know or what, my agent don't have any contact with PSL team. I can't tell you. I can't tell you. Yes, I can play for team or this team or this team, you know.
But you are saying that, and I completely get that your agent doesn't have any context within South African football. But surely then, has he looked back in Algeria perhaps? Did he tell you anything about any other club? I mean, you can go back to Anton Satif. You can go back to any other team. Has he told you about other options overseas?
But after, let's see, I must ask also my agent. But for this situation, I'm not in this situation for ask my agent to find me the other team, because my contract, I'm with Sundowns now. But if Sundowns speak to me and send me, okay, it's finished. And now my agent can ask a few teams, I don't know, in Europe or in Algeria, I don't know.
Let's talk about Chippa United a little bit. You did well. I've watched a few of your games, around five. And initially, at the beginning, you did very, very well. You were assisting in goal. You were very good defensively. And you said that you were happy with how you were played. Was there any conversation to go back there at Chippa United? Did they speak to you to say, please stay for another loan, perhaps?
You know, I came to South Africa for a play for a big team, international team, you know. And I respect Chippa and thank you, Chippa, for them welcome, because I came and I learned also a lot, and I came in South Africa for play with the international team for Champions League and CAF, you know. And Chippa result made this competition, you know.
So you are saying to me that you would want to play for a team that at least play in international competition, the CAF Confederations Cup, the CAF Champions League. So that means you would want to play for Sundowns, Orlando Pirates, SuperSport United, or Cape Town City, one of those kinds of teams.
Yes, if this team proposes this competition, any players want to play this competition. You know, it's normally.
Does that have anything to do, perhaps, with you wanting to feature for the Algerian national team?
But if you want to play for your national team, you meant to play. You meant to play and you meant to prove. You know, you meant to give something for the coach, and if you don't play, anybody can talk for you. Yeah, look this guy or look this guy. You know, but yeah, I want to play for my selection, Algerian country. But if you don't play, you can't play for the selection.
Now tell me, Fares. You sound to me as you're stating your reason as to why you don't want to remain at Chipa. You are happy that they gave you a chance to play on loan, but does it mean that they gave you an offer to stay and you refused it because they don't play in CAF competitions? Did they give you another offer to stay maybe one more year?
Oh yes, I'm ambition player, you know. I'm an ambition player. When you play I play football for play the big competition. Also for the money, yes, but for me more the competition. The trophy, I want to win. I want to win trophy, but the big competition. Shifa proposed me something, but they don't have cap or international competition, I can't.
All right, and tell me, you have been following the World Cup and you saw African teams, Morocco, Tunisia, Egypt, especially, even Nigeria and Senegal, they left the World Cup in the group stages. What is your feeling about this?
Yeah, every direction took a goal. End of the game, you know, like Morocco, like Tunisia, like Senegal against Colombia. I think so. They need experience to the big level. But I could have this selection because they represent Africa and this continent, you know.
And finally, tell me, Fares, this is the last question. If you were to stay in South Africa, does that mean that you want to stay in South Africa for Mamelodi Sundowns only, for CAF Champions League only?
I can for Sundowns for also this competition because they won this competition just before to come. If the other team, but now I'm with Sundowns, you know. No, I'm with Sundowns. If my contract finish with Sundowns, I can't talk with the other team yet for negotiate for this competition. If this team play this competition.
All right, Fares. The last time we had a conversation, you had 1 year left with Mamelodi Sundowns. You were coming from Chipa United back to Mamelodi Sundowns. Can you give us an update of what is the situation now?
Now my situation, I'm a free agent. I found a deal with Sundowns for my future career. That's better to leave the Sundowns, because Sundowns don't need me. Sundowns explained me it's okay for us. We have Sule back. For us, it's okay. We can talk for your situation, and we find deal. And now I'm free agent.
All right. And usually, when a contract is terminated, if they let you go, you still have 1 year left. Did they make sure that they pay you up for that 1 year? Did you agree, both of you, that it's okay, they're gonna pay your part?
No, it's just for if you talk with for money, not especially for money, just for football, you know. I talk with them down for football, not for money, you know.
So you are saying to me that there was no money involved, they give you clearance and you are now free agent?
Yeah, I spoke with Sundowns for this, and we found deal, and yes, the after this, the before I had 1 year with Sundowns last year, but Sundowns told me that's better for you to leave.
Now, your agent, was he involved in this? And did he agree that Sundowns can let you go without money?
Yeah, without money, because for my agent work for me for football. There is also money, but for football. And my agent, he was there for my clearance, you know, and my unbroken contract, you know. Not only for money. Yes, there is also money, because we find the deal with Sundowns. But more for my clearance and my broken contract, you know, for my situation.
All right. And when we spoke a few days ago, you said to me that you wish to play in CAF Champions League and Confederations Cup. Now you are a free agent. Where are you? Who are you speaking to at the moment? Which clubs are you talking to at the moment?
I know just now. With any team, my agent. I know how my agent works, and I know my agent never he closes the door for anything. He's open, but he knows my ambition and what I want.
All right.
What I want to do.
Okay. Now, if you're not gonna tell us which club are you talking to, can you at least tell us if you are in Gauteng, in Joburg, or are you going to Cape Town or Durban? Where exactly which clubs are is he talking to? Which area is the clubs is he talking to?
I don't have preferably, you know. For me, only for my career is that better, and also for my football, you know. There is a lot of details when you want to negotiate, and when you want to sign for one thing, there is a lot of details. Football, yes, also money, because it's my job, and also environment, and you know, there is a lot of things, and ambition of the team, there is a lot of details, you know. But now I don't have preferably, you know.
Yes, I understand. Now tell me, you said when we spoke last that Chipa United didn't show professionalism or ambition. So you didn't prefer to stay there. Is that still the case that you would not go back there, or maybe if your agent speak with them, you could go there?
I know only this Shifa didn't propose anything for me, you know. I respect Shifa, but I know also I respect Shifa, and I know if my agent received the proposal to Shifa, I know he doesn't close the door because he's my agent. But after, I can talk with him for what, you know.
All right, okay. Final one for me, Fares. Can you say to South African fans, can you be able to say that next year, Fares, next season, Fares will be playing in South Africa?
I don't know. I can't tell you this because you know the football is quick, you know, and you don't know. I can't tell you this because you don't know where is my future, you know. You know, I can't tell you this, but I hope.
Oh, so you want to stay in South Africa?
Yes, because I like also this country, you know. Only for this.
All right. No, Fares, I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much for listening. As always, we appreciate you being here, clicking and downloading and pressing play on our episodes. My name is Nkululeko Ngeo, and this is the big interview brought to you by Sokola Duma Radio. For the next episode, tune in next week. For now, thank you very much for listening.
Sokola Duma Radio. Sokola Duma Radio.